President Biden says it's time for America's troops to come home. The president will announce his decision today to fully withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The deadline, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that led to the U.S. invasion there. That would bring an end to America's longest war. Warren Buffett, Amazon and BlackRock are amongst the hundreds of companies and executives uniting to oppose limits on voting. According to the New York Times, they signed on to a letter denouncing what they called any discriminatory legislation, making it harder for people to vote. Republicans have been trying to enact new election rules in almost every state. Egypt has seized that giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal last month. Egyptian authorities seeking more than $900 million in compensation. The ship's insurer for third-party losses, the UK P&I Club, says the claim for damages is largely unsupported. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Rishika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.